With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
On this vote, the ayes are 60, the nays are 40. The bill, as amended, is passed.
The Senate voting last night to end the longest-running government shutdown in history, sending an end-the-shutdown bill to the House.
The shutdown could last a few more days as members of the House, which has been in recess since mid-September, return to Washington to vote on the legislation. President Donald Trump has signaled support for the bill, saying Monday that, quote, we're going to be opening our country very quickly. And a possible preview, the Senate voted 47-53 along party lines not to extend Affordable Health Care Act subsidies for a year. Majority Republicans allowed the vote as part of a separate deal with Democrats to speed up votes and send the legislation to the House. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The shutdown is snarling air travel, thousands of flight delays and cancellations, as overworked, exhausted, and unpaid air traffic controllers call out sick.
This is not politics. This is not ideology. This is the erosion of the safety margin the flying public never sees, but America relies on every single day.
National Air Traffic Controllers Association President Nick Daniels. In a social media post, President Trump notes the controllers will get paid, and he's urging them to get back to work now. There have been more than 1,900 flight delays or cancellations so far today. The families of some of the 25 girls and two teen counselors who died in catastrophic flooding in Texas on July 4th are suing Camp Mystic and its owners for more than $1 million in damages. They allege camp operators failed to take necessary steps to protect their daughters as life-threatening floodwaters approached. A lawyer for the camp says they empathize with the families but take issue with the accusations. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures are up 3 points. The Nasdaq futures down 137. This is SRN News. A suicide bill is progressing in Scotland.
Lawmakers are shaping legislation that would allow people to get a doctor's help in taking their own life, and pro-life advocates are alarmed. So far, Scottish members of Parliament have rejected amendments that would have limited assisted suicide to only those with terminal illnesses and only those with less than 6 months to live. Pro-lifers point out that a so-called right to die can very quickly become a duty to die for the elderly and disabled. Michael Harrington reporting.
Tensions over the Israel-Hamas war have spilled into K through 12 schools around the country, with advocates reporting a rise in anti-Semitism since the 2023 attack on Israel. Some argue that school leaders have failed to take the threat seriously. The Trump administration has not punished public school systems the way it has hit colleges that tolerate anti-Semitism, but schools are still facing pressure to respond to anti-Semitism more aggressively. This is SRN News. Multiple people are nursing injuries after their bus crashed in the mountains of Southern California.
Authorities say 20 people were hospitalized, three with major injuries after a bus toppled over coming back from a church retreat at Camp Nawakwa in Southern California's San Bernardino Mountains. Fire officials say the bus crashed Sunday night on a winding two-lane road northeast of Los Angeles. First responders found the bus on its side and passengers escaping through a hatch in the roof. Community college student Cynthia Ramirez says the bus started to shake and swerve, then rock side to side before it fell over. Youth leader Priscilla Mendoza says she woke up to everybody screaming, blacked out after the crash, and doesn't remember how she got out of the bus. I'm Jennifer King.
California public health officials say an outbreak of botulism tied to ByHeart baby formula has sickened at least 15 infants across a dozen states. ByHeart has recalled two lots of the company's whole nutrition infant formula. More details, srnnews.com.